This is Away, Indigenous Culture on RN. Daniel Browning here with you. Decolonisation is best described as the undoing of colonisation. But how do we enact it in our daily lives? A visual artist who practices meditation, Katie West has created a third space, a literal third space, where audiences can experience her own journey through that process of decolonisation. The work she's created is called Decolonist. Now, it's a literal space, and it includes artwork made with natural dyes at West Space in Melbourne. It was developed and commissioned for the Emerging Arts Festival Next Wave. Now, in this work, Katie West asks some big questions. Can you undo the damage done by colonialism? Can you decolonize yourself through that practice of meditation? And can we really alter our worldview?
I'm Katie West. I'm a Yindjibundi woman from the Pilbara, but I grew up in Noongar Yuwid and Noongar Whadjuk countries. I'm a visual artist.
You're a visual artist, but you're also doing something very interesting for Next Wave. Now, at the core of it is a belief in the power of meditation to kind of perform decolonisation or to enact decolonisation. Tell us about that idea. Where did that come from?
So the idea came from working in Indigenous health. So for a while I worked with the Link Up program, working with members of the Stolen Generations, and also teaching a unit called Indigenous Cultures and Health at Curtin University. So every week I was talking about the concept of the third space, so looking at Western worldviews in one sphere over here and Indigenous worldviews on the other side, and trying to get students to think about this space in the middle and what that might mean. But then I had a realisation that I haven't actually experienced a world where just Indigenous worldviews dominate. So I was wondering, how do I bring that into my own life and daily experience, or give more privilege to Indigenous philosophies?
So that process of decolonisation, I mean, a lot has been written about it. And I guess, you know, personal sovereignty, I think, is a great way to decolonise personally. But what do you think the value is for, you know, Aboriginal people such as ourselves? What value is there in this idea of decolonisation?
Well, there's a couple of things. At the moment, I don't see decolonisation happening on a political level. Also, I think the impact of colonisation is very deep. It's impacted my sense of self, and I wonder what my identity would be like if it wasn't tainted by colonisation. So I've, through the whole Kickstart program with Next Wave, I really had to think about what I was doing and where I was coming from. And I realised that I had all these beliefs about myself that really stem from past assimilation policies. I mean, growing up with negative stereotypes associated with Aboriginal identity, but also the thing I realised that I had sort of been taught and been telling myself was that I had no culture, which in reality is actually impossible. Every human being has a culture. We're cultural beings. But this was sort of a lie that ensured that assimilation policies worked. So with that realisation, I sort of started to see my art practice as a way of reconstructing my identity as someone who has been disconnected from my Indigenous family and, I suppose, traditional culture.
I guess one way to decolonize is to go back to traditional culture, but I think decolonization probably means to go beyond. I mean, there are certain aspects of traditional culture that neither you nor I would necessarily want in our lives.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, decolonization, I think, goes even further than a reversion to tradition.
Yeah, no, it's not about that really. It's wondering what our society might look like if Indigenous philosophies informed our daily actions just as much as Western philosophies.
And that's a really interesting thought. How do you think how might that look, that kind of walking into that space as a decolonised subject? What would it look like, do you think? Or have you experienced something like that?
I think we'd have a better way to handle our history. I think we still tend to look at Australian history as black history and white history when it's the same thing. I think this process is about looking at what Indigenous philosophies offer to lots of social issues that we find ourselves in Australia now. So I wonder how we might look at issues to do with the environment, how we might continue being custodians of the environment in the face of living in a capitalist society. There's a lot of tension there. I also wonder how we would approach other human rights issues as well, for instance, refugees coming to Australia. Yeah.
Now, I guess, again, at the core of the work, Decolonist, is your own personal meditation practice. Did meditation come first, or have you always meditated?
Yeah, meditation is something that I've used in my working life. So working for LinkUp and also teaching at university, I was dealing with topics that are quite traumatic. So Stolen Generations history, and then trying to teach that to health students as well. I think looking back now, I was sort of experiencing a kind of a vicarious trauma, having to go through the history of past policies and then lay out all the health impacts upon the Indigenous population. So having to retell all of that, but then also having doing that brought up a lot of issues in my own family's lived experience as well. So before I taught classes, I would meditate. So I was in a calmer space to be able to talk about those issues. As time went on, I also saw that the students, so non-Indigenous students, were also finding the topic really, really stressful and coming with their own emotion. So the meditation, while it was really useful for me, I started to think, well, maybe it's quite useful for non-Indigenous people to place themselves in a calmer space so that we can actually have a conversation about the various issues, talk about our history in a way that's not doesn't come with so much baggage.
Describe how it feels or how it looks, this artwork of yours, Decolonist.
So I do a lot of bush dyeing and sort of sewing with native plants. So native plants that I find around where I live in the urban environment.
When you say bush dyeing?
Yeah, bush dyeing. So that's basically taking bark and leaves and boiling it up in a pot with fabric. So I'm using a lot of silks. So you get beautiful gold sort of colours and tones. So that's one element of it. But then I do create video works as well, taking footage in the landscape and then manipulating that, slowing it down to create something a little bit mesmerising.
What do we hear when we're in this, let's call it the third space, when we're in this space that you've created, a space for stillness? What do we hear?
Well, you hear my voice, starting off with describing what you're seeing on the screen, and then as time goes on, I've sort of taken inspiration from lots of guided meditations, but also try to strip it back. So it will just be my voice sort of leading through the ideas of when I meditate, I let go of trauma. When I meditate, I breathe in a decolonized sense of self, those sorts of ideas. It's not a fixed script. I see it as something that will evolve depending on what's going on at the time. Yeah.
And I guess that those things like, I experienced meditation during some a traumatic event in my own life and started a very short-lived practice, I have to say. But I felt that the mantras and the sankalpa, you know, the heart's desire, the deep desire of the heart for healing, that really had quite a profound impact on me. So I'm very much interested in your approach. Mantras, do they play, and sankalpas, the heart's desire, do they play any part in your meditation practice?
Yeah, well, I see it as trying to pinpoint a belief that you want to be part of your subconscious and something that sort of informs your actions in everyday life. And I think that's starting to happen. I mean, I've sort of tussled with my sense of connection with land. So And this is just an example. I had an experience recently of joining in with a yoga nidra session at an ashram. And as we were going through the meditation, I realized that I was actually bringing to mind what my sense of connection to country and starting to imagine that when that's not actually part of that particular meditation practice. So I took it as a bit of a sign that this sense or idea and belief is starting to become part of my subconscious and I suppose my identity.
I guess the thesis of Decolonist is this idea that we can undo colonization, we can enact decolonization in our daily lives. What's the tip, do you think?
I feel my view of colonization has sort of changed as I've worked in health. So I really view colonization as it was an attack on our social, emotional, and physical well-being. So with that, I think also came a Western definition of health where I think there's a bit of a power imbalance between, say, medical professionals and patients. So in that history, I feel all the power lies with medical professionals rather than individuals realizing that you have to be resilient and you are in more control of your health than you might think. So in terms of that health thing, I mean, mental health isn't just an issue for Indigenous communities. It's something the Australian population is struggling with as a whole. And I wonder if this sort of uncertainty or the conflicts that are still within our Australian national identity contribute to that. I mean, it's not as solid and strong as it could be because we're denying a very significant part of our history because it's difficult to talk about. We are talking about violence and genocide. But at the same time, we had social structures and philosophies that were designed to nurture our health on an individual level, a community level, and also the health of our natural environment. So I think it's exploring Indigenous cultures and philosophies and ideas and seeing how they apply to your own lives. And this is something for both Indigenous and non-Indigenous people. So, I mean, as an Indigenous person, I'm going to continue to learn more about my heritage, learn from other Indigenous people. But I think that's something all Australians need to do to strengthen our sense of national identity.
That's Katie West, a visual artist who trained in sociology. Now, she's created an artwork for Next Wave, the Emerging Arts Festival in Melbourne. That work is called Decolonist. It's both a meditation space and an art exhibition at West Space.